R-E-S-T. I'm talking about the rest of God. So if you will, go to Matthew 3, verse 13, and we're going to believe for revelational knowledge tonight that after you hear what thus saith the Lord, that your life will never be the same in Jesus' name. Got it? I tell people all the time, I think we was at the revival last night, and I told them, you're just one word away from your breakthrough. Come on, you're just one word. Because when God gives you the word, he also gives you the power with that word for that word to accomplish what he has pre-programmed it to do. So when I got, when the words show up, the power show up. You know, I tell them last night, see, you ain't got a money problem, you got a word problem. Come on, you ain't got a relationship problem. Come on, you got a word problem. Y'all ain't like y'all don't. Oh, come on, no, pal, you know, I got a relationship problem. You don't know who I'm married to. All right, come on, you got a word problem. That's all. Praise the Lord. Y'all got it, Matthew 3, we're going to go to verse 13. Matthew 3, verse 13, praise the Lord. Now, let's pick it up and read it right there. It says, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and cometh thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer me, or you can say, allow it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered or allowed him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, these set of scriptures in this text are very powerful, because in this scripture you see the three manifestations of the triune God. In this text, you see the three manifestations of the triune God. You see God the Father, he speaks. You see God the Holy Spirit, he descends. You got it? And you see Jesus. Now, you don't see that, you know, I don't really know where else in scripture where I can put them all there, you know, at one time, the manifestation of them all at one time. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and watch this, and God. All three manifestations of the triune God we see right here in this text. But that is not what I want to focus on tonight. My focus tonight is that God approved of Jesus before he performed any miracles. Okay, I want to talk about this. Now, God, at this point in time, Jesus had done no earthly miracles. You got it? He hadn't done any miracles within the earth. You got it? Now, and watch this. But God approved of him publicly before he did anything. Now, the question is why am I sharing this? Because God does not approve of you because of what you do. He approves of you because of what Jesus did. Come on now. I want you to sell in this. See, it ain't God doesn't approve of you because of what you do. You got it? He approves of you because of what Jesus did. It is not like the more you do, the higher your approval level goes with God. Come on. It ain't like, you know, if I can just do more, you know, I can get a better God rating. So you busy trying to do all this stuff. You got it? Thinking that your approval rating with God somehow is going to increase. You got it? See, the moment you and I repented and accepted Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior, my approval level was set with God, and there is nothing I can do that can cause it to go any higher. The moment I say, now we're going to look at, you don't know where I'm going, so just stay with me. The moment I say yes to Jesus, the moment I repent, My approval level with God is set. And there is nothing that I can do to make myself look better to God. You got it? I'm already approved. Somebody say, I'm already approved. Now, the fruit in my life is just a product of who I am. Apple trees don't work hard to produce apples. They don't. All things being consistent, you got it? Apple trees just produce what? Apples. You got it? What am I saying? Stop trying so hard and just start being. Come on. I mean, everybody in the church trying so hard. Come on, Doc. Stop trying so hard. You're trying so hard to be accepted by this. You're trying so hard to be accepted by this. You're trying so hard to be accepted by this. You have been accepted by God. So stop trying so hard and just start being. You got somebody say, start being. Now, we do because we be. We don't do to become because we already are. But we do because we be. So because I'm already accepted, right? This, because I've already been accepted by God, I am the beloved. I may go into that a little bit next week. You know, that's why I do. I don't do to become. I do because I be. That ain't complicated, is it? So I'm not doing something trying to become something I already am. You got it? So what I got to rest in, I already am, so I just need to be. All right? Now watch this. Go to Matthew 11. Matthew 11. See, can we collect some dots. Come on, Matthew 11. Everybody trying so hard. God don't need you to try. He just needs you to be. Just rest in who he created you to be. And watch this. You don't have to try to produce apples. Apples just show up. You ain't working so hard to try to produce fruit. Fruit just show up because I'm being what he created me to be. I've entered into the rest of God. Now let's look at this. Go to Matthew 11. Matthew 11 verse 28. Matthew 11 verse 28. Praise the Lord. And I mean sometimes, you know, people they looking for something. People that's not saved, they looking for something. You got it? But then when we present them Jesus, we make it seem so hard. Well, you got to do this, and you got to do that, and you got to do this. And they start saying, well, I can't do that, and I can't do this. So they say, well, I just need to forget it. No, what you need to do is you just need to be. Come on, you come to him, and you just be. And as you be, you will produce. I don't have to work hard to try to do. I do because I be. Okay, it's gonna get clear. Watch this. What I say, Matthew what? Verse 28. It says, watch this, Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So he says, all y'all out here that's all y'all's heavy laden and carrying all these burdens. He said, listen, I got an answer for you. I got an answer. He says, why don't y'all just come to me? He says, come to me and I'll give you rest. Now, that word rest is the Greek word A-N-A-P-A-U-O, which means to be refreshed or to take ease. Well, so Jesus basically said, now all of y'all that's out here that's working so hard to become, he said, just come to me, watch this, and I'm going to give you this thing called rest, where basically you're going to be able to take ease and be refreshed. Now, If most of us, if we go back and begin to think about, you know, our initial experience after salvation, it didn't feel like I took ease. It didn't feel like I was refreshed. You got it felt like I just had all this list of stuff that I got to do. So he told me to come and get refreshed. Why do I feel so burdened? Praise the Lord. We're going to look at that tonight. Because that should not be the case. Now go to Acts 3 and 19. Acts 3, verse 19. Acts 3, verse 19. This is where we're going to begin to see some things right here. Acts 3, verse 19. Because how many of y'all want to know how to enter into this rest? Come on. Doc, how you want to be able to, listen, you get up in the morning being refreshed. Come on, listen. All stuff coming at you in the world, you just taking ease. Everybody else panicking and all this kind of stuff. What we gonna do? And you're like, well, just chill. Everything gonna be all right. Come on, God's still on the throne. Come on, just chill out. Take ease. Watch this. Now Acts 3 verse 9. But believers gotta get this, because we panicking just like the folk that don't know Jesus. We just as uptight, just as mean, just as vicious, just as worried. You got it, as folk that don't even know Jesus. But then we say, "Hey, come on, let me introduce you to Jesus." Well, why am I come? Don't look like Jesus does nothing for you. Come on, I want to see. You know, how has Jesus benefited your life? You got it. But when we come to Jesus, he says, "All y'all that's carrying all this burden, all y'all heavy laden," he says, "Come to me." This is what Jesus said. It's read. He says, "I will give you rest." And that word rest means exactly what I just said it means. It says take ease and refresh. Now praise the Lord. Now watch this. Acts 3, verse 19. What did I say? Verse what? Yeah, verse 19. It says, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the who? Lord." So now we got to look at this, because now it says that now these times of refreshing, it didn't say time like one time. I think it got an S on it. So it says these times of refreshing is going to come from the presence of the Lord. Now that word refreshing in the Greek is this word A-N-A-P-S-Y-X-I-S, which means relaxation and relief. Now, so he says now when these times of refreshing come, it's going to bring, watch this, relaxation and relief. Relief from what? Now, if I need relief from something, oh, okay. Come here, Lewis. Man, come on up here. Oh, Jesus. Come on, I had to use my examples, and I can get them. Anybody, please. It looks like to me that Lewis needs some relief. So Jesus said in these times, you know what he's saying, hurry up. In these times of refreshing, the thing that's seeming so hard, come on, he says, "I'm going to give you some relief. Now, come on, now you got to catch this, because this is what should happen in a person's life when they say yes to Jesus. Oh, see, some of y'all get, because y'all ain't felt no relief yet. See, but you can't have faith for nothing that you don't know nothing about. See, once I understand that I'm supposed to have relief, now watch this, I'm going to release my faith for some relief. You got it? And see, and this is what he's saying. He says that when these times of refreshing comes, you got it, I should be getting some relief. So now this is what you got to ask yourself tonight. Question. What do you need relief from? Come on. I'm going to show you how to get it now. I ain't going to just tell you about it and not show you how to get it. He's saying, what do you need relief from? What? Listen now. Come on. What in your life that's heavy laden and burdensome? Come on. Now, it's you. Because what you need relief from, come on, I might not need relief from, but he said, whatever it is I need relief from, he'll give me that relief. All right? Now, the question is, how do we get this relief, or what triggers this relief? You got it? That's the million-dollar question. Now, the only thing you got to do, it's not complicated, is go back to what he said in the beginning. In the beginning, he said, repent. Okay, see, now we got it. Okay, there it is. Right there. He says, if you want relief, if you want some relaxation or some refreshing, one of the first things you're going to have to do is repent. Now watch this now. See, now, because now we got to take a real close look at what repentance is. Because a lot of people think, well, I've repented. Well, biblically, you haven't. It's just like belief. Now, this is what, in my quiet times, these are things that God is telling me to deal with. He says, you know, a whole lot of people think they believing, but they ain't believe nothing. They are believing humanly with their human intellectual side. But they're not believing based off their born-again spirit. And when you believe based with your, let's just make it simple. When you believe with your head can't tap the provisions of God. Only, watch this, my heart, you got it, can tap the provisions or the grace that God has set aside for me for whatever I need in whatever situation that I have been what? Facing. So now I see that God said that there are these times of refreshing that I am supposed to have. But the thing that triggers these times of refreshing, that brings this release, is triggered by repentance. Okay, praise the Lord. All right, now repentance. Let's look at repentance. Now, repent in this text is the Greek word metanoio. Now, if I ain't get it right, I'll just listen to what he said. It's hear me, T-A-N-O-E-O. And this is what it means: to change any or all the elements composing one's life, attitudes, thoughts, and behaviors concerning the demands of God for right living. In other words, repentance is not just lip service. Because here you hear what folks say, well, I went to church and I repented. No, you repented with your mouth, but watch this, didn't nothing change? And see, and if you, come on now, no, you're going to catch this now, you're going to get this tonight. If you want to access these times of refreshing, you're going to have to do more than lip service and blow some snot and cry some tears and tell everybody you sorry. You got, no, because everybody good, they good telling you sorry. No, you sorry because you got caught. No, that's why you're sorry, because you would have never been sorry if you hadn't got caught. You would have kept on doing whatever it was you're doing. But you're sorry you got caught, but you really ain't sorry. You got, see, and this is what I'm saying. You see this way people got to get. See, I keep on telling you over and over again, there's one person you can't fool. You can fool me. You can fool your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, Aunt Cookie, and Fufu, and all the bunch. But you can't fool God. God knows when you repent. And he says, when you repent, then your repentance triggers these times of refreshing. Now, let's go just a little farther. Now, so, repent means to change any or all the elements composing one's life, attitudes, thoughts, and behaviors concerning demands of God for right living. You got it? So true repentance affects how I live my life daily after I repent. Come on. Oh, no, let's go and deal with it. Because all I can't get no relief. I got the faith confession. I go to church. Oh, every faith confession Pastor Jones has printed off, I got it. I said. But I still am getting no relief. It seems like the same burden that I was carrying when he gave the confession, I'm still carrying now. And in some cases, it seems heavier. My question is, have you repented? Now, what you may have to repent of may not be what I, you know, only you know. But this is what Scripture says. When I repent, and it says some other things, but we're going to hit it in a few minutes. When I repent, you got it? The end result of repentance is this place of refreshing. Now, I don't know how many of y'all, you know, man, listen, every summer, me and my family, we go to somebody's theme park when it's hot. 9,800 degrees outside. And every now and then, you'll get one of them fans that blow that mist. Come on, boy. And the only thing you want to do is just get refreshed. You know you got to get back out there in it. Come on. Come on. You know you got to go back there in it. But I can handle what's out there if I can just get some times of refreshing. Jesus. Y'all are crazy. See, here's the problem. One of the reasons why you won't quit, one of the reasons why you won't give up, because you ain't been refreshed in so long. Jesus. You running off 5 years ago refreshing. You ain't been, oh no, that is it. Yeah, and you wondering why you about to give out. Why you about to give up? Why you about to quit on God, the church, and everything? Because you have not been refreshed. In those 5 years, you picked up so much junk that you have not repented of. And now you're wondering, it's just like on the interstate, and your car getting ready to give out gas, and you just keep on bypassing the exit. Come on, after a while, you're going to what? Give out. You had all this time. You see, exit after exit. Come on, stop, get gas. You ignore the exit. I can make it. Come on, there you go. I got enough to make it. No, that's what you say. I sound just like the devil. I can make it. And then you wonder why you broke down on the side of the road. If you just would have pulled over and said, listen, let me get refreshed because I know I still got a long ways to go. Now, see, now watch this. So watch this. Come on, now I'm going to really mess with you. You determine how you go. Whether you go weak, broken down, busted, and disgusted, or whether you go refreshed, upbeat, enjoying life. This is what my pastor told me. He says, enjoy the journey. See, you better understand that life is a journey. Come on, it ain't a 50-yard dash. You got it? Now, because it is a journey, I'm going to need these times of refreshing. Because if I don't get these times of refreshing, I'm going to quit and blame somebody else. But God he said, listen, Takiya, times of refreshing are right there in front of you. So after you've gone so long and you done picked up stuff that you may not want to own, maybe you might just need to go before me and let's repent so that now you can be converted, so that now, watch this, your sins can be blotted out, so that now I can release what I have for you. Now, let's look at the flow of this in Acts 3 and 19. It says, repent, convert, sins blotted out, watch this, refresh. That's how it flows. It says, repent, convert, sins blotted out. Come on, times of what? So the first thing I got to do is repent. So now we understand that repentance is more than just lip service. You got it? So now when I repent, watch this, my life actually what? Changes. Now, when I repent, now we got to look at what does convert mean? Convert, this word converted is the Greek word E-P-I-S-T-R-E-P-H-O, which means to turn around back from. Now, I don't know about you. Come here, XL. Lose somebody else while I lose. Everybody think he lose Lewis all the time. And I can't use nobody else with Lewis. All right. Now, watch this. Now, if XL is heading towards the door, all right, start heading towards the door. And XL, I say, turn around. Turn around and come. So that means, now watch this, if I was heading one way and I have actually converted, then that means I have turned around. You sit down, thank you, sir. Which means now, when everybody talking about they've been converted, well, why I ain't seen no turn? Wow. Come on, now this Bible, somebody say this Bible. See, and this is where the church is getting in trouble. We want to water down what the word says so that people can feel better about their jacked up life. No, you have been converted. Well, wait to turn. Come on. No, somebody tell me where to turn now. Because to turn around means I was heading one way. Come on. Watch this. And then I turn around from the way that I was heading. Now watch this. When I do that, all the stuff that I've been picked, that I picked up along the way, watch this, just get washed. So I left dirty. But I know, watch this, I need to repent. So now I repent, now I got to do something with my life. I can't keep on going like I'm going. I've changed my attitude, I've changed my thoughts, I've changed my behaviors. So now I make this conversion. So now then I'm able to make this turn. I turn around. Now when I turn around, what happens is all the mess I picked up that's been clogging my flow. Come on, have you ever, let me give you another example. Have you ever had a vacuum cleaner that ain't sucking up right? And watch this, it ain't nothing wrong with the vacuum cleaner. Watch this, the vacuum cleaner is good, but you've been picking up too much junk. And what, come on now, and what happened is, watch this, it clogged up the airflow so that now the vacuum cleaner can't function the way it was designed to function. And somebody that don't know how vacuum cleaner works, they want to throw away the vacuum cleaner. But ain't nothing wrong with the vacuum cleaner. Come on, you just need to get the stuff out of the way that's clogging up the flow. That boy, that's all right. I'm preaching better than y'all responding. So the question you got to ask yourself, Y'all know we was out there on the street and we was trying to holler at a girl, and then you start trying to holler at your girl and the boys show up and you say, stop blocking my flow. Y'all, that ain't y'all day, that's my day, huh? Well, I say, no, stop blocking. No, come on, baby, you're blocking my flow, man. So here's my question. What you done picked up along the way that's blocking your flow? You done, come on. You done got mad at somebody? Come on, you done picked up unforgiveness? Come on, you done picked up that silent sin that don't nobody know about? Come on, you done took on an offense? Come on, what is it? I think y'all don't want, y'all tell me stop coming on Wednesday night. Now, what have I picked up along the way? Because I know, come on. Y'all know when stuff just ain't flowing right. Come on now. I know when my mess ain't flowing. I've been walking with the Lord long enough to know when my mess ain't clicking. All right, so now, but that's okay. That's okay. I know now. You got it? So the first time when my stuff started, when it ain't sucking right now, first thing I'm going to do, okay, anything in my life I need to repent of. Anything I need to repent. Come on, something in your life. Come on, something out. Yeah, you holding on to it. You might say it on Sunday like a badge. You own that thing. You got it? Maybe you need to repent. Just maybe you need to convert so that now you can be unclogged. Come on, so I can get to a point of refreshing. Come on, so I can get back in the race. Come on, because some of y'all been sidelined. You ain't been in the game for a long time. Why do folk, I'm going to say this, don't get very close. Why do folk, this is my whole thing. Why do folk listen to folk that ain't in the game? The ones on the sideline, come on, they got the most to say about what's going on the field, but you too scared to get in the fight because you don't want to take a hit. Come on, that's all right. I'll take my hits. Let me get to the sideline for a few minutes. Get me some water, some Gatorade. Get in one of them little fans, blow that mist on me. But when the fourth quarter comes, the boy going to be ready. Come on, because I have experienced a time of refreshing. And this is what I want y'all to see tonight, man. You know, when you if you sitting in here and you thinking about giving up, you thinking about quitting, you thinking about throwing in the towel, what I'm trying to tell you is that there's a time. That there are times of refreshing. Praise the Lord. So, we ain't got to do nothing tonight. I ain't going to have y'all do nothing. I want y'all just listen to what I said tonight. Ask your life. Ask yourself, is my thing clicking on all cylinders? Now, if your stuff clicking, keep it clicking. Come on, you got to keep it clean. You got to ask yourself clean. Boy, you believing for stuff and you don't even get a chance to get home, it didn't happen. Come on, Doc, you're riding in your own business favor just showing up on phone calls. You know, I mean, stuff just clicking. You know, just click. Come on, just click. See, now, you come on, let me help you out. See, your life shouldn't be a consistent storm. Even if you hit a storm because you're obeying God, there should come a time when even that storm should stop. But some folks, man, your life is a continual storm. Well, if that's the case, well, what about the times of refreshing? See, but you can't, if you're not willing to repent, what needs to happen in order for somebody to repent? One of the first things that need to happen for somebody to repent. Number one, you got to understand, you got to make a note that you're wrong. You can't even get saved if you don't acknowledge you're a sinner in need of a Savior. And that's one of the biggest things about repentance. Folk will not own up to when they're wrong. Now, my question is, now, it's either one or two things. Either you don't know you're wrong, and now I got a problem with that if you got the Spirit of God. Because you're trying to tell me the Spirit of God ain't letting you know you're wrong? You got His Spirit. But His Spirit don't let you know nothing about you. And He said, if you ain't got His Spirit, then you're none of His. That's Romans. So now, when I get sideways, I should have this internal alarm that's saying, you know, hey, Doc, something wrong. Now, the question is, it is just like anything else. You can have something going off, but you don't listen to it. Come on, y'all. Set your alarm clock so you won't be late for work. But it goes off and you hit the snooze. Come on. That's good. That's good. I ain't ready, God. That's what we say when we hit the snooze. I ain't ready to get up. I know it's time to get up. That's why I set it for this what? But I'm not what? Ready. They set the alarm. So you'll know I got to get up, regardless of how I feel about it. If not, I'm going to be late. It amazes me that folk can stay in the wrong so long. And then you're oblivious to your wrong. I didn't say. Now, because some, you know, you can be wrong and just think, I ain't doing that. I'm enjoying this too much. Okay, there ain't none of y'all. There ain't none of you. Come on, you know you're wrong. Come on, you know you're wrong. Come on. Jack, you know you're wrong. You know, but you're just having such a good time and that wrong. You ain't ready to give it up. Imagine how many things could have been avoided in certain people's lives if they just would have gave it up a little earlier. They said, I'm gonna go back one more time. And that's the time you got popped. I got one more deal I got to score. If you had never went back and did that one more deal. So that's what I'm trying to, the only thing I want you to see tonight, repent, convert, sins blotted out, time of what? Listen, I don't have to be weary another day of my life. If you weary, it's because you choosing not to fill up. Praise the Lord. So here's your thing. If you won't be all weary and heavy laden, be it by yourself. Like Chris used to tell me when I used to come home from work all jacked up and messed up, I ain't letting you mess me and the kids up. We gone. You won't come in here pouting, talking about how bad stuff is. He said, no, we gone. We ain't getting in that. And that's what some of y'all need to tell some of the folk y'all live with. Come in, you having a good day, and then the only thing they want to come in and talk about how bad stuff is. Man, I don't want that stuff. I'm expecting and believing God for the miraculous, and you come in here talking about how bad they. Man, and then before you was excited before they got home. Well, you believe in God, had your faith start. Well, you ready, and then they came home running that old po mouth. That's what it is. It's called po mouthing. You got, and now you feeling just like them. Sometimes you got to say, I ain't listening to that. You go on, you had that to yourself. I'm going to the store. Going outside, going for a walk. Do something. Praise the Lord. Repent. Convert. Come on. Sins blotted out. Come on. And what? Times of what? Praise the Lord. So listen, you ain't gotta live another day of your life unrefreshed. God said times are refreshing. So tonight, this can be a time of refreshing. Come on, quietly. Close your eyes, bow your heads. Quietly. Just be asking yourself tonight if there's something I need to repent from or repent of. Something. You ain't got to go telling everybody. This between you and God. You may not even be saved in here tonight. on, Jesus ain't going to show up until unless you first repent. Folk, don't talk about that no more. Just say this and believe that. No, you got to repent. That's what the whole New Testament was about. In the book of Acts, repent. 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 We don't say nothing about repent no more. But the repenting is the trigger. It's the beginning. So if you're sitting here tonight and you know that you got something in your that you need to repent, repent tonight. Repent right now. Come on, repent right now. If you need to walk away from somebody that kind of, because, you know, I believe you need to say something, you know, but you need to go and walk away and you need to say a little bit, you know, where can't nobody hear. Don't y'all know y'all can say stuff and don't nobody hear what you say? You got some stuff, something you need to repent, repent right now. Come on. Right now, repent. Now, hold up. Now, watch this. Now, let's go to convert. So now, whatever it was I needed to repent from, watch this. I make a choice right now to turn. Jesus, come on, man. Come on. I make a choice to turn. Listen, I ain't. Listen, when he called tonight and won't come to the house, he can't come. Come on, cause I've turned around. If you're going to be with me, you're going to have to marry me. Come on, that's a turnaround. Someone won't hear that. Okay, praise the Lord. So now I've repented. I've turned. You got it? Now, watch this. Woo! That's a blotting out taking place. just a blotting out being taken place. Watch it. Which means whatever it was you did, come on, he don't remember no more. So watch this. If God don't remember, why are you talking about it? Why are you even thinking about it? Now, watch this. I've repented. I've converted. Blotting out has taken place. Now, I walk in this expectation of this time of refreshing. Now, you have to have some kind of idea of what a refreshing feels like. So now you got to work that out within yourself. But if God said I can have it, then by faith, watch this, it has happened. You got it? So now I'm refreshed. Praise the Lord. Any of y'all refreshed? All right, give the Lord a hand clap of praise.